Okay, yeah, I was just wondering if it was, so it sounds like it's just set for you specifically, regardless of what radio you're using. I was just curious if it was something like you'd have to get a separate radio ID for each one of the radios so it would recognize each of the radios. But I see you just put your radio ID in, which is kind of listed to you across all of them. And I was looking at the, not that I have any need for it, but I was looking at the DM32. I kind of skimmed through the manual a little bit, didn't fully read it yet, but I saw that you could put one in for, if you had the need for it, you could have one DMR ID for amateur radio, then one for business band. That way you could use the radio for both. But yeah, I'd like to see if I can figure out what I'm not doing properly here. Does your radio ID need to be done first before you have reception? I wouldn't think so, but is it maybe something prohibiting me?